Now, in recent years, more and more Czech students have been taking advantage of the opportunity to study abroad, broadening their horizon and gaining valuable experience. Among them are two young men I spoke to at New York University when I was in the city some time ago. Jan Zdjarek, or John Zdarek as he calls himself, previously went to secondary school overseas and is an economics undergraduate, while Petr Kutilek is a grad student doing public management at NYU. On a very sunny Washington Square, I first asked Petr why he'd come to the city to study.
There were basically two reasons. One of them was actually I wanted to experience studying at a U.S. University, and I wanted to experience living in New York for a while.
Well, I basically had two options, either go to the United Kingdom to study or the United States, and I chose the United States because I thought the education was more liberal and more flexible.
Was it hard to find a place to study here?
Not necessarily. If you want to study in the United States, someone will let you.
How does university here in the States, in New York, compare to at home in the Czech Republic?
It's been a few years since I've studied at a Czech university, so it's I understand that they have gone through some development as well, but I think when I do compare those experiences, I think there's more of an expectation here for students to actively participate in the classes. Definitely, the classes tend to be smaller, and you are expected and encouraged to know what you want to study and why you want to study it, and it shows in the classroom.
Apart from the academic side of things, how does university here compare to in the Czech Republic?
I think universities here are very good at helping students find their direction in their professional careers, apart from just the classroom. Well, there's a lot of public lectures that you can go to, and you can sort of explore other areas that are loosely related to what you're interested in. And there's also a lot of events in which you can actually meet professionals from organizations that you might want to work with.
Is it costly for a Czech to study here in the U.S.? Yeah.
Well, I think it's costly for anyone, even the Americans. My friends, they're Americans, and even they've been complaining. So, I'd say it is.
What about the cost of living here in New York?
Well, compared to the rest of the United States, yeah, New York is definitely more expensive. I mean, I can compare it to cities like Boston, and although that's a close comparison there, New York is definitely not the cheapest.
How do you find that side of life, Petr?
Well, yes, New York is definitely expensive. It's one of the more expensive cities in the world, I think. I was lucky enough to get a decent scholarship from the university, but I still have to cover a part of my tuition, and I still have to cover my living expenses here. It does cost quite a bit of money, but at the same time, it is getting cheaper for Czechs considering the exchange rate. I think it's, you know, a decade ago or even 5 years ago, this for me would have been unthinkable. Now it's within the realm of possibilities.
How so far are you enjoying the experience of studying here, Jan?
Absolutely. I mean, I always compare it to what if I was in the United Kingdom, and every time I do that, I think I'm so lucky to be here because of the whole format of the system. I mean, it's always what I wanted. I mean, I couldn't ask for more.
I'm enjoying it. As I mentioned, it is difficult. The program is quite rigorous. You have to read a lot, and you have to prepare a lot for classes. And there's a lot of homework apart from classes to actually do. It takes effort to actually find the time to enjoy life in New York as well. But there are obviously great opportunities. You know, this is one of the cultural capitals of the world as well, if not the capital, as New Yorkers claim on all accounts. So there's definitely no shortage of things to do.
That leads me to my next question, which is, how are you enjoying living in New York as an experience?
It's good. I've actually recently made a decision to stay a little longer before I return home, as I'm planning to, precisely to be able to slow down a bit and actually enjoy life a little more. I mean, exactly. There are so many opportunities and so many things to enjoy that you want to enjoy them.
Well, I live at Union Square, and I think that's the best location for me as a student in Manhattan. I mean, I have everything close, all the culture, so if I want to go to museums, art galleries, or photography, which I'm interested in, I mean, there's no problem, it's all around.
I presume also university here is relatively very international in terms of your classes.
Yes, there are people from around the world, actually, at my school. There's actually a quite at my school, at my faculty specifically, there's actually quite a few Europeans, but otherwise you meet a lot of people from outside the US as well, Asia especially.
Finally, guys, what does the future hold for the two of you? Again, Jan?
To be honest, right now I have no idea. I had it all planned out before I entered college, but life's crazy, and so I don't know. Pursue a career in economics, but don't hold me on that. I have no clue.
Well, I'm slowing down a little bit to actually enjoy life in New York for another semester and to get the best out of school, and then I'll be probably going back to Prague, and I want to be somehow active in public affairs back home, but the possibilities are at this point still open, and I'm leaving it open.
I was talking there to grad student Petr Kutilek and undergraduate Jan Zdjarek, or John Starek, and they're two Czech students in New York.